This is a living city shaped by a river valley, and the walk you're about to take follows the commercial slope from a deliberately theatrical modern gate into institutions, trades, and thresholds that are much older. What's on the other side is a city whose commercial life is still anchored by a 9th-century mosque at its heart. Now, the gate itself. What you're looking at is blue on the outside, green on the inside, and barely a century old. The current Bab Bou Djellaoud was built in 1913 by the French colonial administration, who wanted a grander entrance to the Medina, the old walled city, than the simple 12th century gate that had stood here before. That original gate is still visible to your left. A modest opening, now closed off, set at an angle to the street. The new gate is triple arched, covered in polychrome tiles, glazed earthenware in multiple colors, with arabesques and Moroccan geometric motifs, and designed to look Moroccan. The blue tiles face outward, the green face inward. The colors mark direction, not a symbolic code. The French administration purchased and demolished a stables and 3 shops to make room for the new structure, a process that required careful negotiations because the shops were dedicated to the revenues of a charitable endowment. The result is a deliberate set piece, and it marks the main western entrance to the Medina today. But it is a colonial gesture built to emulate an architecture it was not part of. Through the arches, the broad market slope takes over. The first great Marinid building, a 14th century theological college built by the dynasty that made Fez its capital, is close ahead.